On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen." Christ has risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Glorious Lord of life, by the mighty resurrection of your Son Jesus, you overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in Christ. Lord, by your Spirit, help us today to celebrate in hope and in joy. Let no shadow of the grave terrify us. Let no fear of darkness turn our hearts from you. Shine your light on us this day and all our days as the first and the last, the living one, our Saviour and our God. Amen.
Well, one of the benefits of the minister not being able to see you or hear you is that you can enjoy Easter eggs during the service. It's great. Last week it was bread and wine. This week it's chocolate. I suppose Easter eggs And the whole idea of eggs at Easter is all about the idea of new life, isn't it? New life that comes from inside the egg as a symbol of the new life that Jesus gives to us. And I particularly like these eggs with a little surprise gift inside. Oh, hold on. Well, thanks to Chris Pollock, and thanks to all of you, we've got a gift for all of us this morning. A gift from all of us to all of us. Watch this. Well, I hope you loved that just as much as I did. It was just great to see everyone. We have a few more pictures too that we couldn't quite get into the video. And here's also one of my mum and a couple of her friends who all watched and decided to send in their pictures. Great to see you, Eileen. Great to see you, Sue and Eric. Although I don't think Sue and Eric watched it in the jungle. Anyway. Now, kids, don't forget, there's E20M just below, ready for you to watch now or any time there with Catherine, thinking all about God's promises at Easter. Enjoy that with your families.
Bible reading is taken from 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 1 to 9. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who had been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and you are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
Scattered. God's people at a distance and feeling like the life they're living is not normal. Going through a period of suffering and grief in all kinds of trials. It was the people Peter wrote to then. It's us that his words by God's Spirit speak to now. Here we are on this strange Easter morning, scattered to our different homes, unable to meet together to celebrate Easter and worship in this place. Many of us feeling the pinch of life under the cloud of COVID-19 and the restrictions it brings. A whole variety of things that we may be struggling with. The isolation and the disconnection. The tearing up of normal routines and being housebound and the lack of feeling of purpose. The reality of sickness in our bodies and possibly on our mental health, the loss of people we love, the strain on faith. But into lives of scattered people that Peter knows full well are struggling, he says this, words for us this strange but glorious Easter morning. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. There is hope, says Peter. Praise God, there is hope. Praise God, because even in the midst of this, we've been given the gift of a new kind of life and a living, breathing hope. Praise God, because this hope has come through Jesus and his resurrection. So we put that poster up outside, and I say to you this Easter day, when none of us can meet, and when COVID-19 seems to be coming closer to home for us and across our province and nation and world, there is hope. We don't mean it superficially or tritely, as if suffering isn't real. We don't mean it vaguely. There's still some sort of hope. We don't mean it uncertainly. There might still be hope. We don't mean it blindly, optimistically, based on no evidence. Let's just say there's hope. We mean it profoundly, radically, based on the truth of the greatest event in history, in a way that is powerful and living for us and anyone today. We say there is hope. But what kind of hope does Jesus' resurrection bring? Well, for one, in the face of the reality of death, Jesus' resurrection promises more than that
death can be delayed, but that death is defeated and there's a glorious life to come. Like me, you've no doubt been reading and hearing various things over the past weeks. Maybe read some good things, maybe read some woeful things. One of the better things, but more sobering things that I've read said this, that COVID-19 has brought the reality of death closer to us. Here in our Western culture, where we live to increasingly old ages and we have amazing healthcare that can cure so many of us from so much, and where we still so desperately try to be young and healthy, here in our Western culture, where we don't like to talk about or face up to death, and above all, we try and put it off. Here in our Western culture, in which who of us doesn't think that we or our loved ones won't live just another year? That we'll be okay? Here, COVID-19 has brought the true reality of death closer to us and to our families and to our homes and to our minds. So we've been celebrating the NHS and we continue to do so. And we say that the NHS saves lives. We praise God for all that those healthcare workers are doing. And we pray for them. How we pray for their success. But let's just be honest. Honest about what we mean when we say that the NHS saves lives. What we really mean is that the NHS delays death. It gives many of us a bit longer, another chance, a few more years maybe. And that's terrific, and praise God for that. But is that what we mean by hope? Is that all we mean by hope? Is that the best hope our world can cling to? The possibility of death delayed and a bit more life. Now, I say these things not to be morbid, but as a pastor who knows that people among us have faced the reality of death in these past weeks. A sister, a grandmother, a nephew, a neighbour, a friend, probably a patient. COVID-19 reminds us of the reality of death that we've tried to put off as a society and as individuals, but that we perhaps need to be better prepared for. And that's why we need to talk about Jesus. That's why we need to put our faith in the risen Jesus. When we talk about the fact that Jesus saves lives, about the salvation that Jesus' resurrection brings, we mean something far more radical and necessary. It's interesting, isn't it, that when Jesus was on the cross and people said, "He saved others, why doesn't he save himself?" They meant that he should come down from the cross and save his body and delay his death. For Jesus, though, salvation meant him going through the suffering of the cross, meeting death head on and rising again. It didn't mean the delay of death. It meant the defeat of death. So when we talk about salvation from Jesus, we're not talking about what saves our bodies temporarily from dying. We're talking about what gives our whole very being, body, mind, and soul, new life forever. In the midst of the old order of things, of sickness and of sin and of death, Jesus brings about through his resurrection the start of new creation in us and in our world. New life, pictured in the sunrise, the spring flower, the Easter egg. It means that death does not have the last word. It's lost its sting. It doesn't need to be feared above all. Yes, it grieves us, and painfully so. But in the face of death, the reality of the resurrection says there's more. This life isn't it. And death and our final breath, that's not the summation of life. There's something more. There is a hope through Jesus' resurrection, and only through Jesus' resurrection and faith in him, that is greater than death. Ultimately, the resurrection brings a future that is glorious, a future that will never spoil or perish or fade. No distance anymore between us and God and us and one another. And what we can't see now, we will see fully and joyfully then. No fear anymore of sickness and brokenness and sin and death. It's a life Jesus has for us. It's a life Jesus holds for us, kept in heaven and brought to us in full when he returns. All the richness of life as we've occasionally tasted it now, but then in lasting fullness. So we may possibly manage to delay death. And we pray for those saving lives in that way, especially in these times. But it still remains in this life a reality. Only Jesus has defeated death. And we need to know this, and we need to put our faith in him, where we don't know what lies around the corner. There is hope. Is your hope in Jesus? Jesus who died for our sin and brokenness, as Peter says later in his letter, once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us back to God. And Jesus who rose to give us new birth into a living hope. Make sure that your hope is in Jesus this Easter. But if the resurrection of Jesus holds great hope for our future, come when that may, it also holds a living hope in the midst of this life for all the days that Jesus gives us now. Because as we live day to day in the now, as we live scattered, suffering, we still yet know that God, by his power, is at work in us. Peter reminds us at the start of his letter that we have been chosen by the Father, from the start. We've been called to be part of his family. We've been made holy by Jesus' blood and through his Spirit at work in us. Peter reminds us that even in the trials that we face now, God is at work in us by his power. He's refining and he's proving our faith for his glory, working our salvation out in us. Listen, we may not know why things happen. Often we just do not have and should not have the answers to the big whys. We're not God. I mean, we can ask why, I guess, but don't always expect to get the answer. But if we can't know all the reasons why, we can know that God wants to be at work in us through these times. As we put our faith and our hope in the risen Jesus, God is looking to refine and prove that faith. The idea of refining is powerful. Gold is refined to get rid of the impurities, to prove it, to make it pure gold. And it's refined in the fire. How much more than our faith, says Peter, which is made to last, unlike gold, how much more that may be refined in the fire of testing times. May it be strengthened and shown to be of such increasing and genuine quality to the glory of Jesus. Maybe you've heard before the story of the woman who goes to visit a silversmith to find out about refining. As she watched the silversmith, he held a piece of silver over the fire and let it heat up. He explained that in refining silver, one needed to hold the silver in the middle of the fire where the flames were hottest, as to burn away all the impurities. The woman thought about God holding us in such a hot spot. Then she thought again about that verse that says in Malachi, "He sits as a refiner and purifier of silver." She asked the silversmith if it was true that he had to sit there in front of the fire the whole time the silver was being refined. The man answered that yes, he not only had to sit there holding the silver, but he had to keep his eyes on the silver the entire time it was in the fire. And he did not leave it a moment too long. The woman was silent for a moment. Then she asked the silversmith, "How do you know when the silver is fully refined?" He smiled at her and answered, "Oh, that's easy. When I see my image in it." God is with us and at work in us and always watching over us in the fire, the suffering, the trials. And he's seeking to purify us and bring about his image more and more in us. The one we've not yet seen, but the one we seek to love and trust and in whom we find our hope and joy. He wants to bring a greater strength of hope to us, the hope he's put in us. He wants to bring a greater faith, not a greater fear, to live in, because we can know that death has been defeated. He wants to bring about in us a deeper assurance that he holds us and shields us by his power, not necessarily from COVID-19, but in the love and life that Jesus gives and promises. He wants to bring about for us a greater reality to the relationship and the love and the joy that we ultimately have in Christ. He wants to shape us as disciples of the living hope that we have through Christ's resurrection. So let's ask in these days, what the risen Christ, whose power is at work in us, might do in us through all this. What are we open to? What are we intentionally letting him do in us as we live in and look forward to the hope that is ours in Christ? Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
What gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to his. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Dark, but I am not forsaken, for by my side the Savior, he will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing, for in my need his power is displayed. To this I hold, my shepherd will defend me. Through the deepest valley he will lead. Oh, the night has been won, and I shall overcome, yet not I, but through Christ in me. No fate I dread, I know I am forgiven. The future sure, the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and he was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. Oh, the chains are released, I can sing, I am free, yet not I, but through Christ in me. With every breath, I long to follow Jesus, for he has said that he will bring me home. And day by day, I know he will renew me, until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus. Oh, the glory evermore to him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through
pray. Our dear Father, we thank you for this Easter morning. We thank you for the hope and joy that comes because we know Jesus is alive. He conquered death and he is alive. We thank you that in the midst of fear and uncertainty, we can hold on to you. You are right here with us in the midst of the darkness, the light of the world. We thank you for your amazing love in sending Jesus to take our place when he died on the cross so that we can come into your presence and be part of your family. Forgive us, Father, when we let you down and are slow to pass on the good news of Jesus. Help us in these days to grow closer to you, to depend on you more, and to share your love with others. We bring before you our hospitals, for those who are very ill, awaiting operations, or suffering from COVID-19. May they look to you for help. Please bring healing and your peace in the midst of fear and pain. We thank you for the skills of the doctors and nurses looking after them. We pray that they would have the proper equipment and protective clothing, and you would bring calm and wisdom in the midst of the storm. We would ask that you would be especially close to people we know who are on their own, living in isolation or more vulnerable to the virus. We name them before you now. Thank you for your promises. You will never leave us or forsake us. You are our hiding place, our strong tower. You cover us with your wings as a mother hen covers her chicks. We remember Heather in Bangalore. Thank you for answering prayers, for the food that arrived yesterday, for gifts of money that meant the staff could be paid. Please continue to protect every child and staff member from infection. We thank you for providing a flight home for Heather. We pray that that would go smoothly. Please be close to Louise and Gerald, Jeremiah and Daniel, in their little home in Kenya. Keep them safe, protect them from danger, and may the light of your love and peace shine through them to all they are in contact with. We pray for Kenya in the midst of this pandemic and the continent of Africa already suffering from lack of food, water, and lack of adequate health care. We pray for John, Burita and Jonas and for their church community in Herosaki. Thank you for the cedar meal yesterday. Thank you for the wonderful meal that they were able to share together and the fellowship that they enjoyed in their church family. We thank you for the baptism this morning. Give them wisdom to know how to continue their church activities during these uncertain times. We pray for those suffering from stress, anxiety, or mental health problems, those in difficult relationships, suffering from domestic abuse, or coping with very bored children or teenagers. We think of people who are feeling very uncertain about their jobs or how they are going to manage financially. We thank you for the work of Storehouse, and we pray that we would give generously. We bring before you our key workers and our police force. We pray for our government. We ask for wisdom for those making decisions. We want to thank you for continued healing of our Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. We pray for all doctors, nurses, paramedics and carers that you would protect them. We bring them before you now. shield them with your love. Guard their thoughts and minds. Give them peace and calm. Help them to sleep well. Help all of us, whether working or doing our part by staying at home, to be open to your Spirit, prompting us to pray, to read your word, to make a phone call or a message. And in our darkest moments, help us to hold on to the faith that will see us through the darkness to the light of your love.
Just as we end, I want to say how grateful I am and we all are to all those who have taken part in our worship this morning and in these past weeks, all those you've been able to see who've been reading and praying and doing other things and doing E20 minutes, all those you can hear but may not see, Gary who's coordinated and put together all the music as well as playing, I'm very thankful to him. And to Tom and Jack and Neil who've been playing, and you've heard Dave and Susan and Grace and Ali Joe and Deborah and Lucy all sing. And you'll hear Brian playing the organ in a minute. And for those as well that you can not hear or see but have been invaluable, Chris and Gavin and Phil and Moni and others who've done so much technically and behind the scenes. A quick flag up. Of our Zoom meeting, which is happening at 12 o'clock very soon, if you're watching this from 11. So join us. There's the meeting ID, 263-581-937. And the password is on screen there, 2020. If you can get into the church, you can join.
And a third thing to flag up here is Derek and Dinger's big Easter quiz. So tomorrow night, we would have had a big day out tomorrow, but instead we're going to have a big quiz with Derek and Dinger, 7 o'clock on Zoom. Again, there is the Zoom ID, 365-164-117. And the password, again, the usual church entry code. But come and join in as a household and come and have a laugh together. The announcements will be after the benediction, but now on this Easter Sunday, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen.